everybody, and welcome to the Animation Podcast, a weekly podcast about all things animation brought to you by Filmbook. My name is Matt Brunet, but some of you may know me as Animat from my YouTube channel, Electric Dragon 505, home of web series that are all about animation, including Animation Lookback and Animat's Reviews. If this is your first time here in the Animation Podcast, well, the title says it all. It's a podcast and I talk about animation, specifically the latest news that happened this week. So, for today's episode, we got the cast and the release date that are revealed for the My Little Pony movie, followed by the list of animated shorts that are competing to get a nomination at the Oscars, then followed by DreamWorks getting Edgar Wright to make a movie about shadows, then it will be followed by Fairy Tail Zero, which is the prequel to Fairy Tail, is going to get an anime adaptation. And then finally, we will end things off with Matt's Pick of the Week. So, if you want to check out more episodes of the Animation Podcast, then head on down to Filmbook, that's film-book.com, by searching the Animation Podcast. You can also email us at podcast@filmbook.com with the Animation Podcast in the subject line. So, to start things off, let's begin with possibly one of the weirdest phenomenons that really did occur, and that is My Little Pony. I always believe that this is one of those things that if you go back 10 years ago and you pretty much try to tell your past self that My Little Pony will become this huge phenomenon, especially to guys, like, you're gonna get a lot of weird looks and, like, just a lot of confusion, and probably you'd be looked at as a psychopath. But here we are now, and thanks to the ever-popularity of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, it has gotten to be, like, one of the biggest TV series that happened so far. Well, okay, maybe, like, one of the biggest animated series, but still. Like, it's pretty big. But so, Hasbro decided that in order to keep this money, like, flowing in, they decided that they're gonna make a movie. And I don't mean, like, one of those direct-to-DVD movies like Equestrian Girls. I mean, like, a real, legit My Little Pony the Movie. And so they collaborated with Lionsgate to go and make this movie, and now they have revealed a little bit more info about it. And what's going to be interesting to note, and I think a lot of bronies and Pegasisters are going to be really happy about, is that they're going to stick more to the My Little Pony Friendship is Magic series, especially with the cast and some of the crew. Just to start things off, they got Jason Thiessen. I don't really recall if he has done any work with My Little Pony, but they did get the writer and producer of the series, Megan McCarthy, to be the writer of the movie. And in terms of the cast, they actually got Kristen Chenoweth to star in the movie, and she will be joined by the main six, and yes, they are voiced by their respective voice actresses from the show. So they brought back Tara Strong, Kathy Wesseluck, Andrea Limbin, Tabitha St. Germain, and Ashley Ball to be in this movie to play Twilight Sparkle, Applejack, Rainbow Dash, Pinkie Pie, Fluttershy, and Rarity. Now, for now, the story, well, we don't really know much about it. It's pretty vague, but they did say that it's mostly, like, the place that they're in, I guess it's Equestria, it's in trouble, and it's up to the Chenoweth pony and the main six to go and save it. That's basically the story that we know so far. From what we know, like, not only is it going to be from Hasbro Studios and Lionsgate, but also they will get a hand from Hasbro's All Spark Pictures, and the producers are going to be Stefan Davis and Brian Goldner. And one more interesting little bit I want to mention is the release date. They have officially announced it, and it's going to be at the end of 2017, so it will be released on November 3rd of 2017. But there is a little catch to it. That's actually the exact same release date as Thor Ragnarok. So it's going to be an interesting battle to see how this will go, and I don't know how people are really going to react to this. I'm pretty sure the media will, like, interpret I need to speak more. I need to learn how to speak correctly. How to interpret this. Like, the media, they're pretty much going to go say, like, Thor Ragnarok is a movie for the boys, and My Little Pony the movie is going to be for the girls. So, right now, with My Little Pony, the exposure is going to be much larger, and definitely to a wider audience. So, their interpretation is going to be a bit, like, we'll see how it goes, but the subject of My Little Pony, like, is it for girls, or is it for both boys and girls? I'm sure that subject is going to be brought up, and, like, it will be discussed all over again. That is for sure. Now, the one extra comment that I would like to put in about this My Little Pony movie is that I am pretty intrigued to see that they have yet to mention that, like, the medium they're going to use for it. They didn't mention if it's going to be, like, the Flash animation hand-drawn, or if it's actually going to be a computer-animated feature. And considering the reputation of some bronies, not all, but some bronies are that kind of ruined the fan base a bit, I can imagine a lot of them could be really pissed if it were the case that this My Little Pony movie would be computer animated. And then you bring in that subject up of the of the discussion, like, to have hand-drawn animation or computer animation. Like, you know all that stuff. So I can definitely see in the future that this My Little Pony movie will cause a commotion. And if I could be honest, I don't know if it's going to beat Thor Ragnarok at the box office. Like, I don't know, like, we'll see how the ratio between bronies and Pegasisters and Marvel fans are going to be. So, you never know how it's going to be in the future. But once again, we'll just have to wait and see how everything goes when it will be released on November 3rd, 2017. Now, our next story is going to be coming from the Oscars. Now, not too long ago, I talked about the animated features that are competing to get a nomination for Best Animated Film. Well, this week, the Oscars revealed a short list of animated shorts that will go and compete to get a nomination at the Oscars for Best Animated Short. Now, there were 60 shorts that were submitted, but now there are only 10 that, like, the members of the Academy, they would have to study and go see, and they would have to pick which ones will be nominated, which there will be 5 nominations for this one. And so, without further ado, if you guys want to know what is on the short list, the nominees to the nominees for Best Animated Short of the Academy Awards are Bear Story, Gabriel Osorio, Punk Rock Animation Studios, Carface, Claude Cloutier, National Film Board of Canada, If I Was God, Cordell Barker, National Film Board of Canada, Love in the Time of March Madness, Melissa Johnson and Robertino Zambrano, High Hips Productions and Capua Studio Works, My Home, Phuong Mai Nguyen, Papi 3D Productions, An Object at Rest, Seth Boyden, Cal Arts, Prologue, Richard Williams, Animation Masterclass, Sanjay Super Team, Sanjay Patel, Pixar Animation Studios, We Can't Live Without Cosmos, Konstantin Bronzit, Melnitsa Animation Studio, and finally, World of Tomorrow, Don Hertzfeldt, Bitter Films. Now, personally, I have never seen any of these animated shorts, but I know that I really want to. Just last year, I decided to take a vow and, like, actually be serious about looking at which ones are going to be nominated and, like, to have a full understanding of who I think would win and, like, to know why are they nominated and stuff like that. And it worked out very well. I do have to pay a tiny fee to Vimeo to check them all, but yeah, like, now I can actually look at the ones that are nominated other than the obvious Disney ones that are in there. So, like, for sure, I am going to go check out Sanjay's Super Team when I'm going to go see The Good Dinosaur. But I know there are a few that I would like to see get nominated, and some of them are more for personal reasons, one of which being Prologue, considering that it is from Richard Williams and And to be very honest, Richard Williams is one of the very few people in the world that are considered a master of animation. And hearing the things about Prologue is just, you know, it sounds amazing, considering that they're going for this hyper-realistic look in hand-drawn, something that has never been done before, and a lot of people are too scared to do. So, and you never know. This is actually the thing that Richard Williams wants to, he wants to take this and turn it into a feature film. So, like, the reason why it's called Prologue is that this is the first 6 minutes of his final feature film that he wants to make, his animation masterpiece, if you will, that is not The Thief and the Cobbler. And another one that I would like to see be nominated is either or like both at the same time, If I Was God and Carface, mostly because those two were actually made in the National Film Board of Canada, and it's actually located in Montreal, so it's not far from my place. I think it's like a 20-minute drive from where I live. So I'm definitely, it would be really awesome to see them get a nomination. But often the National Film Board actually has really good luck getting nominations from time to time. They would, from what I remember in the past, they actually won a few times. And even last year, they actually did get a nomination. What was it? I forgot the animated short, but it was with this, it was a weird one. It was about these Norwegian little girls, and they moved in and they want to get a bike for some reason, but it's something like that. So yeah, these are the animated shorts that are going to be on the list. And so far we'll see which of these 10 animated shorts will end up in the nominations when it will be announced on January 14th, 2016. Now, our next story is going to be about DreamWorks Animation. And as you guys may know, DreamWorks is not really doing as well as they used to, considering the major downfall that they had after failures like Mr. Peabody and Sherman and Penguins of Madagascar. And even nowadays, it doesn't seem as bright as it previously was, considering that, like, they only released Home this year. And, like, it's one of those movies that nobody really seems to care about. It's kind of like, in the same veins, like, it would be like what else? Like, Hotel Transylvania 2 or Strange Magic or maybe Minions, but not really considering their popularity. But it's like one of those that people are just easily going to forget. It's definitely one of DreamWorks' more weaker works. So yeah, this is all to say that DreamWorks is not really doing well, but they are trying to pick themselves up, considering that coming soon we will have Kung Fu Panda 3, and hopefully things will go really well. And they actually did a brand new move that's going to be highly interesting, and that is hiring Edgar Wright for a movie. Now, not much has been known about what he's going to work on, but all we know is that he will be directing and co-writing along with David Williams on a movie about Shadows. And if you guys don't know Edgar Wright, he is the acclaimed director of many great movies. Some of these include Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, and especially the Cornetto trilogy, including Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and also, what was it? Oh yeah, The World's End. Now, interestingly enough, this is his first ever animated feature that he's going to make. Like, he's going to direct it. Like, this is going to be his movie. But this is not his first that he has worked on. Previously, he did do the writing in The Adventures of Tintin, which, that's an amazing movie, by the way. And overall, I got to say that this is actually highly impressive. And some of you may be wondering that the movie about Shadows, is it what you think it is? Well, they never specify what it is, but it could be a high possibility that it's their long-canceled Me and My Shadow, which before then, so many people were interested on it because this was a movie that would mix hand-drawn animation with computer animation, where it's mostly computer, but the shadow itself is going to be hand-drawn. But in this case, we don't know what new direction they're going to go with. But, yeah, honestly, I am a fan of Edgar Wright. I have seen, like, I've definitely seen his movies, and I am a huge fan of the Cornetto trilogy. I remember watching, The World, like, I remember being one of the first people ever to see The World's End, which was a really awesome experience. And I also remember being one of the first, I also remember seeing Shaun of the Dead, which was really phenomenal. Like, it was a lot more than you'd expect. It wasn't just a goofy parody of zombie movies and stuff like that. It was really its own movie with so many elements into it. It's just really incredible. So seeing that kind of talent and put into this movie, it's going to be highly fascinating. And you never know, maybe there could be a chance that Simon Pegg and Nick Frost could get a cameo into it, which would be really awesome. But for now, the concept of shadows is the only thing that we know so far, and there could be a high chance that this movie will not be released until probably a bit later, so maybe in 2019 or in 2020. Hopefully, when DreamWorks would pick themselves up, and hopefully, like, the sequels can pay off, especially with Kung Fu Panda 3 and How to Train Your Dragon 3. So, let's just wait and see, but so far from what I'm seeing, good work, DreamWorks. I'm really excited to see what you got. Now, our next story is going to be a special little anime called Fairy Tail, and there's going to be a brand new anime series, which is going to go into the past of how everything pretty much came to be. So, for any of you Shonen Jump fans, you may know that there is a prequel manga called Fairy Tail Zero, which chronicles everything about how everything works. In fact, let me just read you a little summary that is in here. The Fairy Tail prequel fans have been waiting for. Series creator Hiro Mashima himself draws an all-new series that depicts the founding of the Fairy Tail Guild. Many years ago, Mavis Vermillion was a servant of Sirius Island, mistreated by a guild master and his daughter Zira. But Mavis stayed positive because her mother once told her that fairies never visit people who cry around their problems. When the guild came under attack, Mavis pulled Zira from the wreckage into the forest. Several years went by, and the powerful wizards Warid Sequin, Pretch, and Yori Dreyer arrived on the island, seeking a powerful jade gemstone. This journey would change the course of magical history. Well, so with all that said, I believe it was in Shonen Jump that they announced that this manga will turn into an anime, and they even announced the cast of who will play who. So they got, well, okay, not the English one, but the Japanese cast. So, we got Mamiko Noto playing Mavis. They got Katsuyuki Konishi as Yuri, Hiroshi Shirokuma as Warid, Yoshihisa Kawahara as Pretch, Akira Ishida as Zeref, and finally for Zera, they actually said nothing. They're gonna really Shonen Jump will announce it in the next issue, which is actually pretty interesting, but it is a weekly magazine, so we're not gonna, so like, it won't be too long that we'll discover what it's going to be. Now, personally, I'm not really into animes as much as I probably used to, which really wasn't a lot at that time. I mean, back then it was just like, what, Pokemon, Digimon, and Yu-Gi-Oh, pretty much the main essentials. But I know very well Fairy Tail is one of those highly popular ones, and I know that this bit of news would definitely excite people to know, like, how everything started and stuff like that. So it also says here that Kondasha Comics publishes the main Fairy Tail manga in North America, and Crunchyroll is releasing new chapters online as they come out in Japan. But some of you might be wondering, when will it be released, like ever, like have its world premiere? Well, apparently, Fairy Tail Zero will be beginning to tell its beginnings somewhere around January. And finally, we will go and end things off with Matt's Pick of the Week. Now, for this one, I decided to choose something that definitely needs a lot more attention, and it seems like it will be getting a lot more attention, happily. And this is regarding this animated short called Claws. Now, if you have never seen the trailer, definitely do check it out, because it is such a wonderful blend of hand-drawn animation and computer, where in a way you could say that it's a little bit like the Peanuts movie, where the characters themselves are 2D, but the backgrounds and everything else is in 3D. And I gotta say that the mixture is just wonderful. Even the quality of the animation itself is just phenomenal. It, like, everything actually seems to blend well together, which is really a really extremely difficult task to do. But it seems that there are some good luck regarding to Claws, which Sergio Pablo Studio, or SPA Studios, they have signed on with Toon Boom Animation to make an animated feature that will hopefully be released in 2019. So if you guys don't know what it's about, the trailer, which you can go see immediately, it's this holiday movie about a down-on-his-luck postman, and he pretty much tries to convince people to write letters and, have a post office working in that little village. But he seems to be a bit of a loser, and nobody's really that interested. But then suddenly, at the end of the trailer, he actually gets into this mysterious house, which is filled with toys and stuff like that. And it turns out it's a pretty threatening Santa. So it could be somewhere in the levels of, like, the Rise of the Guardian Santa, where he's pretty much more badass than he is jolly. But it definitely is interesting, I gotta say. It's definitely such a phenomenal looking feature. And the trailer itself, it gives me something that I really want to go see. And it gives you this hand-drawn animation quality that we have never seen in years. This is almost like in the same level as Disney during the 90s. It is that good. So I'm definitely really happy to see that they're actually going to have something working on it. So, and honestly, I'm hoping that with this release, it's not just going to be a limited release or a little thing that it's going to hop from film festival to film festival. Like, I would love to see it as a worldwide release. If Toon Boom can manage to be that big, and you never know, maybe they could enter into the big animation competition, like in the big competition, to be up there against like Disney and DreamWorks and Illumination. You never know. But I would definitely love to see that happen, and I'm definitely happy to see that Toon Boom will be working with Sergio Pablos into this. And we'll just have to wait and see how Claws will turn out into a feature film in 2019. And that's all I've got for this week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Animation Podcast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Mathieu Brunet or The Animation Podcast. You can also find me on Twitter at Animat505. And if you listen to this podcast on iTunes or any other podcast service, do you mind just going out there and rate and review this episode? That would be just great. And if you are listening to this podcast on YouTube, then hit that like button on our video and leave us a little comment on your thoughts on the news this week. Tune in next week for the latest episode of the Animation Podcast and all things animation. Now, thank you guys so much for listening, and until next week, see you later, dudes!